is a factory at the North Pole, shrouded in secrets and snow. Often described as a modern atrocity by those who work there and those in the know. Beyond the smokestacks and small shack-like dwellings, the owner lives like a king. Barbed wire fences, mutated reindeer, these are just some of his favorite things. One small elf martyred himself so the truth could be known. Brutally murdered and smeared in the snow. Santa Claus ordered the death of an elf. Often when she elf hath become young ladies, they're carried off in the night to become toys of a sexual nature after narcotics have reduced their fight. I have heard stories of decadent parties, acts that would make you quite sick. Some say the proof is the factory bosses, half-breed enforcers who look like Saint Nick. One small elf martyred himself so the truth could be known. Brutally murdered, smeared in the snow. Santa Claus ordered the death of an elf.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain. Pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're doing a rape.
Pissing me off.
Apparently, I'm running fucking Google or something. According to my hosting company, that's what's going on. We've got about the same traffic as Google gets every day, and they're pissed off at me because I'm not on a dedicated server because you know that costs $8,000 a month. I'm so pissed off at hosting companies. You've got one job. All you have to do is deliver a web page. Just make sure a website is accessible. That's it. Why is it so hard? Not a week after I signed up for this fucking hosting company, my site is suspended. What? Not for content, believe it or not. I was as surprised as you when I heard that news. No, but because the traffic or something. Or they said something about something on my website was causing their servers to go crazy. I don't know what you guys are doing or posting, but we were using 40% of their CPU power. My one website, distortive.com, was responsible for almost half of the entire server power. So they had to pull the plug for a while until I, you know, got a hold of them and explained myself. No, I'm not running a porn site, right? Kind of. No, I think there was some process, some database related thing that was really fucking up with their system, and they had to basically take down the site until I took care of it. It must have been like some WordPress plugin. They're not very helpful there. They told me, you know what they said to me? They said, yeah, we see that there's a spike in your traffic in the database and the this and the that. And I said, okay, well, can you be a little more specific? You know, because they thought it was a plugin on WordPress. And I said, okay, well, I'll delete whatever plugin it is. And they said, well, I'm not. You need to hire a developer. You need to hire a developer and have them look through your logs. Fuck that shit. This is a mom and pop operation. You know what I mean? This isn't fucking ExxonMobil. Truth be told, I don't know what the web presence of ExxonMobil is, but they're a very large company, and I'm assuming they get more hits than DistortedView.com, my dinky little website. And I don't even hope, you know, the biggest traffic or the most traffic is going to be from the actual podcast, the MP3 files, right? I don't even host, I use a different server completely for that. So they are really hosting a fucking WordPress blog. That is it. Some texts. Some graphics. My website is pretty much the equivalent to, you know, a depressed 13-year-old who wants to rant about how much she hates her teachers and how her parents don't understand. Like, can my hosting company handle that? Can you host a 13-year-old girl's page without fucking crashing? That's all it is. That's all Distorted View is. It's a 13-year-old depressed fat girl's blog. Someone give me a GeoCities account. Someone go back in time. Set me something up at Soho/120431. All right. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm just very angry today. I'm just sick of my website being down. I've been telling you guys to sign up for this website after it being down for almost a week, right? So I'm trying to rebuild the traffic, get the wheels in motion. And then, you know, this web hosting company wants to fucking piss in my soup. Or something. I'm angry. I can't even come up with good analogies. And believe me, I already know how this is going to end. I can foresee this. They're going to tell me that I get too much traffic and that I need to upgrade to one of their fucking dedicated servers or virtual dedicated servers and fucking shell out hundreds of dollars a month for this stupid crap. I'm going to have to pull a Netflix and raise the price of the sideshow like 150% or something. All right. From now on, it's $30 a month. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. Oh, and then I've been messing around. You know, I'm always trying to come up with good ideas for you, and I've been promising to do more videos. So I was setting, I'm trying to do some live video stuff, right? And last year, I purchased a very nice high-definition camcorder that I fucking can't use now for live streaming. Because it doesn't have a FireWire fucking port or something. So that's more money down the goddamn drain. I'm not going to use a quick cam or something like that. I want something a little nicer. I don't know what I'm going to do. If you guys have any suggestions, email me. I've got a horrible piece of Christian music here. This was sent in by DV listener Matthew. This is a song called Dear Mr. Jesus. And it's all about, you know, kids getting fucked up. Beaten. With a shoe. And a fist. And a foot.
Dear Mr. Jesus, I just had to write to you. Something really scared me when I saw it on the news. A story about a
I hate when little kids sing.
Beaten black and blue.
I don't know what to do.
Jesus,
tell me what to do.
This right to you.
Okay. It'd be great if this turned into a screamo song all of a sudden.
Dear Mr. Jesus, fucked the pain away. Get a gun, have some fun, and let the bitches stay.
Because they beat the living shit out of her. Oh my god, this video is horrible. There are pictures of little toddlers with their like faces bruised and shit. That child doesn't have an eye, I think. Mixed in with pictures of Jesus in a lighthouse. Oh my god. I think they're just showing burn victims here. Like, these are not, like, child abuse victims. No. Where was he when, little boy with a missing eye was just sleeping in his crib and his drunk dad came home and decided to rip his pupils out of his eye because the boy was in REM sleep and his eyes were twitching like his eyelids and the drunk dad didn't like that. you sassing me, boy? I'm gonna fix you a lesson, or whatever. Teach you a lesson. I'm fixing to. I don't know how fucking rednecks speak. All right, moving on now. TV listener Hippie Freak sent in a great video of a retard playing Team Fortress 2, and he notices that there is a girl also playing, and immediately tries to hit on her. I feel bad for any girls out there who are into video games, because it's such a sad, male-dominated environment. The second you bring a girl into the mix, you know, they're all going to be on top of you. So here we go. Take a listen to a creepy stalker being rejected by a girl.
Hey,
sometimes those invites take, like, a few minutes to get there.
He's the nerd, by the way.
Now who's being a smart ass?
Sometimes it takes a while to get there.
That's a really fun game. Maybe you could play sometime.
Shane, I'm sorry, okay, but she only plays with clan members, and she's part of our
No,
clan.
We're playing... She's agreeing to play TF2 with me, so she probably wants to play Left 4 Dead. Do you have it?
Nope.
All right, he wants to play Left 4 Dead with her, but she does not have that.
You don't have to get the name I could get the game to you on Steam, Left 4 Dead.
No, thank you.
She's on her CK, and she's too cruel to wear the tag if she chooses not to.
Right. She's being very polite so far.
No, thank you. I don't want to.
Do you want to get Left 4 Dead 1 or 2? Because I like the first one a little bit better. The match than better that one.
Again, I don't think she wants you to buy her anything.
I hate you. Who's that soldier?
Is that anything you want to get on Steam? We can probably play it together.
No, thank you.
Again, dude, I don't think she's interested in playing any games with you.
Stop talking while I'm trying to talk to her beyond. Sean? You keep saying Sean? Your opinion, and I'm not Sean? Listening to you. Yeah?
Sean, I'm not interested, but thank you.
But it's the thing you want, Steve. Why would you not want that?
Because I'm not very attracted to you, that's all.
Oh.
I'm not trying to do that with you.
I don't. No.
Confusion for the way, huh? To be a good... Why are you not... You didn't even see pictures of me. But also, I'm not trying to be...
Your voice pretty much gives it away. We can really paint a mental picture there.
Friend of you.
You don't sound like someone.
Do you want me to send a picture of
You don't sound like someone I'd want to be friends with.
Self.
A lot of explosions going on. You know, this is the type of kid who might, you know, take out a school or something. You know what I mean? Like, this might be like a Columbine situation, being rejected. He's
and
all
before you go
stupid
off
games.
Of
oh, I'm fast forwarding here to get to the end.
I'm just trying to make friends with Toxic.
All right, now he's crying.
It's not,
dude.
What?
I'm not doing anything really creepy.
No, it's all very creepy.
Dude, you're not listening.
If you have to say I'm not being creepy, chances are you're being creepy.
I'm not being creepy.
We have taken the
end. No, you're right. I'm just being funny.
Oh.
Because clearly she actually said it. And now you're somehow paying attention to it.
I'm being
creeped out by you.
I'm trying to make her like me, because I'm just being a nice person. She's gonna like me, and I gotta give her a game on Steam.
She's
so
sad.
My friend, I just gotta send a gift.
All right, there you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet Sideshow members, sign up right now. It makes a great Christmas gift for yourself or a loved one. $5 a month or $50 a year. That's all it takes. The website address is superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs and exclusive shows. As a matter of fact, yesterday we did about 15 minutes of exclusive content just for Sideshow Freaks. Tomorrow I'll be doing an entire exclusive show. So if you want to catch that, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Thought eating sushi was disgusting? Try this. Sushi is delicious. Two Dutch television show hosts have claimed to have eaten each other's flesh. Okay. Where's the content? You know, like, what's the game in that? The meat cooked medium rare. According to a report, Dennis Storm and his co-host Valero Zeno got a piece of flesh removed from their left ass cheek and abdomen, respectively. The chef cooked it in a frying pan with sunflower oil, Storm said. We didn't add any salt or pepper because we wanted to know what it all tasted like. The two host a new show called Profinkenjinin. Profinkenjinin. How do you pronounce it? F followed by a K. Seriously. Fkernjin. I'm just going to keep trying. Proefkon. Ijnen. Profinkenjin. On Bart's Never Ending Network in the Netherlands. What the hell type of network is that? It's NBC, ABC, and then Bart's Never Ending Network, the BNN. The punchline of the show is to get really simple answers on stupid questions, such as, can you shave with ketchup? Or that's a good question. I'm sure you can, right? Or can you drive blind? And we wanted to find out how human flesh tasted. The bizarre episode airs Wednesday in the Netherlands, so that's tomorrow for you Netherlands listeners. According to Storm, the pain was totally worth it, considering the stunt has garnered so much of media attention in Holland. It was just a few centimeters of meat, he said, and now I have a good story about that scar. So there you go. I thought it was a game show they were hosting where you just eat other people's flesh or something. That would be better. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from South Haven, Mississippi. Receipts show South Haven Mayor Greg Davis, a Republican, so you know that there's going to be some weird gay shit that follows, who ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2008 on a family values platform, charged the city $67 for a purchase at a gay sex shop in Canada. He bought himself a dildo. The Mississippi Auditor, it's got to be a big dildo for $67. The Mississippi Auditor on November 2nd demanded Davis pay back more than $170,000 for personal expenses billed to taxpayers. There are no criminal charges from the auditor's investigation. The FBI confirmed on December 7th that it is investigating Davis after the auditor's probe showed possible violations of federal laws and for just acting faggy. The Commercial Appeal reported Friday that Davis has repaid about $96,000. South Haven is a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee. Why is this story from Mississippi? Now, I fuck up a lot. I mean, you heard my pronunciation of profrofrigin over there in the Netherlands. But listen to this. All right. South Haven is a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee, and has grown rapidly in recent years. With a 2010 population, it is now Mississippi's third largest city, right? Last I knew, Tennessee was not in Mississippi, right? There's something wrong there. The auditor's office provided South Haven officials with copies of Davis's receipts. Apparently those included expensive dinners and butt plugs and, you know, things like that. You know, stuff you'd typically buy on the weekend when you're entertaining guests and shit. Honestly, I'm surprised they didn't find some receipts for meth because, you know, that's something gay people do. The evening starts off with some food and drinks and progresses to meth and then, you know, the butt plug. Because, of course, as Roy Killer War says,
crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
It loosens up your butthole. That's right. Davis, who is divorced this year, says that he is, in fact, gay. It was the first time he'd ever said so publicly. At this point in my life and my career, while I've tried to maintain separation between my personal and public life, it's obvious that this can no longer remain the case. While I have performed my job as mayor, in my opinion, as a very conservative, progressive individual, and still continue to be a very conservative... Who the fuck cares? All right. Final story we have for you today. A mentally disabled man says he didn't see his government benefit checks for 10 years after he began living with a woman who is now charged in a widespread fraud and abuse scheme. brilliant. Find a tard and steal his money. But you got to find a real mentally disabled person. This guy was smart enough to realize that he was missing checks. That's her tragic mistake. You got to find a window licker who can barely, you know, grunt. 31-year-old Edwin Sanabra, also testified Monday that he was once kept in a closet that was nailed shut by Linda Westin. He testified at Westin's preliminary hearing. He is one of four mentally disabled adults who were discovered locked in a squalid basement in Philadelphia in October. See, this woman got greedy. I'm telling you. She could have had one or two retards. She decided to go with four. Westin is accused of kidnapping and abusing the victims to get their benefit money. Prosecutors suspect the 51-year-old paroled killer had perhaps dozens of adult and child victims. Sanabria, or whatever, says Westin took him to a government office in 2001 to sign paperwork. He says he never again saw his $674 monthly checks, which, you know, he used primarily to buy yarn and ham. He would buy hundreds of dollars worth of ham and yarn, you know, because he's retarded. All right. Four mentally disabled adults had deep gashes, wounds, and scars all over their bodies when they were rescued from a locked room in Philadelphia. Spectators gasped when the grim pictures were displayed at the preliminary hearing of 51-year-old Linda Westin. Her daughter, boyfriend, and friend have also been charged in the case. Prosecutors accused Westin of running the benefit fraud scheme in several states from 2002 until her October arrest. Police officer John Murphy testified Monday about finding the victims and leading them out after the landlord cut Noel's chains. Chained up. The stench in the room and on their person was unbearable. Asked to describe it, he said, basically death. It smelled like death. Tamara Breeden was another tard. Her ears were badly damaged. She had dozens of welts, bruises, and lacerations on her scalp, which led her to wear a wig. She had similar injuries on her legs, arm, and back. She was also extremely thin, with her hip bone protruding. Derwin McLemire had several open infected wounds on his legs. Knowles had a lump on his forehead, like BB. Edwin Sanababa had scars on his back and chest. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks. Speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. Such a McKinney
here.
You're going to hate me for this, but I'm going through all the episodes of South Park on Netflix. And I'm at the wing episode, and every time she comes on, all I can think of are people calling saying, hey, Tim, did you know Wing was on an episode of South Park? I know.
I mean, after all these years, you'd think I'd be able to get Wing on my program, but no.
Hey, boo, what it do? I'd show member Sweet Rectum here.
Hello, Sweet Rectum.
Doing? So it's my birthday. All I want for my birthday, Tim, is for you to do that high-pitched, fake, girly voice that you do and talk about your breath.
Oh, I just...
I know you love talking about your breath.
I just did that yesterday.
Thank you.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Why do women have to have such sweet, pert breath for a dick to slide right in between, press up against my titties, to slide your cock up in there and fuck me? Titty fuck my breath? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Okay. Next up, caller. Yes, go right ahead. Look at this shitty cell phone.
Well, I just answered, okay. Remember that you were never going to check the.
Bah. Can't understand what you're saying.
Hey, it's Sideshow member TJ from Chicago calling you as I'm taking a shit. But for once, that's not the actual reason why I'm calling. I am listening to your show from December 15th. That's the Thursday Sideshow exclusive show for all you Freeside members out there. And you played a voicemail from the window licker.
Yes.
And it just made me have to call and say something. Now, I'm not one of those people that, you know, I've never called in complaining about another voicemail call. But I just think out of all the people that has ever called your voicemail line, the window licker is the one that just drives me up a fucking wall. And I have to just make the comment that the window licker is kind of like the distorted view universe's version of Nick Starr. think about it.
Ouch.
They're both in some way, shape, or form mentally retarded. Let's not skirt around the issue here.
Let's not
They're
beat around the bush.
They're both absurdly starved for attention. They both threaten to do outrageous things. You know, Nick Starr with suicide, the window licker with, I don't know, holding your show hostage.
Yeah, why can't I just get a suicidal listener? Why don't I have someone who's always threatening to take my show hostage or do weird things to
it? Earlier in the year.
Going to take my show down.
And then they both go away for a while.
Why can't you just enjoy the show? Just listen. You're obviously a listener of the program. You're calling into the voicemail line. Just sit back and enjoy. You know, you don't need
come
to
back, and then do anything crazy. Again. And then people get riled up, and it's all just a big cycle. And we're caught in this big cycle, just like the people who follow Nick Starr and are genuinely concerned when Nick Starr threatens to commit suicide.
Those are the worst. Those people I hate even more than Nick Starr.
Caught up in his cycle. So basically, what I'm trying to say is,
Nick Starr every like 3 or 4 months threatens to commit suicide. Like he'll start tweeting that he's going to jump off a fucking bridge or something, and there'll be tweet after tweet about preparing for his death. And he's like, "I'm at the bridge. I'm going to jump." And then he'll go away for like 12 hours or a day or something, and get people all worked up. Like, "Oh my God, he really did it! He really did it this time." No, he did it. I even last couple times I even told you. It didn't happen. I can tell you right now, it didn't happen. And sure enough, little Nick Starr, came around.
That's it.
So stupid. So yeah, I mean, I like the window licker. Okay, he's a good. I mean, he's a fan of the show. He's done weird shit for us, right? Like, you remember the thing with Origel, and he wore the diapers and all this other crap. I think he did that more for Madge and Cheryl Murkowski. But regardless, it is just a bit annoying at times. He's always thinking that I'm out to get him or something. This most recent time was because I supposedly defriended him or unfriended him on Facebook when in reality, I the whole profile went away and it became a page, right? So I don't have any friends anymore.
Ooh, the Puerto Rican Fat Man speaking.
Hello, Puerto Rican Fat Man.
I'm calling to tell you I love you. And I was wondering what ever happened to the distorted view app you said was coming. I think I heard there was one in the making. I don't know.
A distorted bot?
Either way, me and Boy Pussy Jones, we are dabbling in iOS programming. And figured
yes.
Our first pet project would
so the iPhone app.
Be a distorted view podcatcher app.
Yeah, I don't know what ever happened with that. I gotta work on that again. Everything just happened and,
I
don't know.
Hi, Tim. It's Fetch and Member Bunny.
It's been a weird, the whole autumn was bad because the whole my dad situation, that put a stop to a lot of stuff I was working on, and now it's starting to pick back up.
I remember that, and I started laughing again.
But I didn't even listen to any of this. Start again, please.
Crazy crackers. Hi, Tim. Yes. It's Fetch and Member Bunny. I was listening to previous episodes where I remember that, and I started laughing again.
Crazy crackers!
But I wanted to bring up an old person we were talking about. Whatever happened to Gothzilla? Are we still, keep up with that weird behavior that's apparently a
he's still around because occasionally on my YouTube feed or stream or whatever, I'll see that Gothzilla favorited something or something like that, but I haven't really been following him.
Dragon. I was wondering.
Yeah, he was another one that hated Distorted View, right? Because we were making fun of him.
Tim, I just want to say that I love the show and I love you
but
in a non-faggoty kind of way.
Oh, okay.
I just want to tell you, I'm living in Minnesota right now. In the Minneapolis area, and it is the 16th, and we do not have a drop of snow, a flake of snow on the ground.
Yeah, it's been pretty mild around here. Yeah, let's talk about the weather.
World's gonna end next year, sure.
Okay, great. Well, I guess that's a good thing, right? Because once it starts snowing, then it's over with. Then it's going to be shitty, right? It's going to be a slushy, shitty mess for a couple months. So let's hold off as long as we possibly can. And that'll do it for your AccuWeather forecast for Minneapolis, Minnesota. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is no good.
Chris
crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Spread the distortion. Very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I will be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.